inside the mosque as prayer is about to start. What are we going to see?
Okay, we're seeing people now praying their voluntary prayer, which happens before all of the main prayers of the day.
And the similar stance, all facing the same direction?
That's correct, but everyone is doing their own individual prayer.
And this will be a prayer that they are thinking, or there is a set prayer for them to do?
Prayers are actually prescribed, so you'll find from as soon as they make the first action right until the end of the prayer, most of what they say and what happens in the prayer are actually prescribed and dictated. There are moments in the prayer that you have the chance to make your own supplication and your own prayers as well.
Now we notice, first of all, standing and then going down onto the knees.
That's correct. So the first action of the prayer is to say Allahu Akbar and raise your arms, or raise your hands. And that basically means God is the greatest. And by saying that, we mean that God is greater than work, God is greater than family, God is greater than life in general, and acknowledging that we must pray at this point. Then after a series of words and recitations from the Holy Quran, all Muslims bow, still in the direction of Mecca, and say a supplication, glorifying God. They come back up and then go back down on their knees with their forehead touching the floor. That is a very, very significant part of the prayer, saying that God is greater than everything, that I'm indebted to God and that I worship Him alone. And then that occurs twice or four times depending on the prayer that you're praying. And then the final action is to say Salaam Alaikum, both to the angel of the right and the angel of the left, who are riding all of our actions all the time.
And Salaam Alaikum is just a greeting?
It is. Salaam Alaikum means peace be unto you. And it is the main greeting of Muslims, both in this life and in the hereafter in heavens. The greetings of people are salams.
Now, during the mandatory prayer, the person praying absolutely becomes immersed in their prayer, so much so that it's very hard to disturb them.
Absolutely. When God describes the ones who pray, the first thing, and you can see it on the wall inside this mosque, is God says that successful are the believers, and when describing who those are, the very next verse is those who are concentrating and are really feeling the sanctity and the preciousness of the prayer.
So it's almost like a meditation where the outside world completely fades away.
Absolutely. So thinking about what you're actually reciting and thinking about what you're doing and what the bow actually means is very, very significant.
Now people are gathering for the mandatory prayer. We see, whilst a lot around the pulpit area, also other people gathered on the walls towards the back. Any reasoning for that?
So people are waiting for the prayer. As you're waiting for the prayer, you can do a few things. The first thing is to offer voluntary prayers, which you'll find some people next to the pulpit doing so. Or people will be either making some supplications or reciting from the Quran. You will notice, Simon, that this is a male-only congregation, which doesn't mean that males only pray. It just means that women are upstairs, so prayers are actually segregated.
And we have Rhianna Patrick upstairs, so we'll find out what she's going through during the broadcast as well.
When she finds out, let me know.
I will. I think she's going to get dressed up as well. Look, I can see prayer's about to start, so Mohammed, thank you for that. We're broadcasting live from Lekemba Mosque.
Live from the Lekemba Mosque Open Day in Sydney, this is Weekends with Simon Marnie.